Because Jerry was on at 6, I don't know if we'll do Jerry's After Dark. Maybe we will, but probably not today. No one's in the mood. Everyone's on a bye week.
Yeah.
Except for Dregs, Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider.
He works every night.
Yeah, you're not on any bye weeks or
no
anything.
No bye weeks
like
for me.
Yeah,
no.
It just keeps plugging along for you.
Yeah.
Were you doing the top 50 at the halfway and all that? And
got dragged into that mess.
Yeah. That's what we just all end up arguing and yelling and screaming about, like,
right,
who we think should be where, and then it's a fun experiment. It speaks to how many talented players there are in the league.
Yeah. That is true that we didn't bring up. Like,
some great
the fact
players.
That we have a tough time jamming everyone in, because, you know, Sagan and those guys didn't make it,
no.
Right? And they were on, I believe, in the early part.
Absolutely, they were. Well, Sagan was for sure.
Jamie Benn was usually, like, he was in my top 10 all day, every day.
For about 4 or 5 years, Ben was right
like
there.
Like Blake 5. Wheeler.
Wheeler.
He's not top 50.
I had Wheeler in my top 50, but he didn't make
it. I love
it.
All this. Everyone's like, as soon as a guy's mentioned, that's not, oh, yeah, I had him in there.
I've got
full disclosure. Let's put everyone's.
No, I don't. That's the thing.
I'd be fine with that.
I don't want to. That's the problem.
I could joke with us, but not some guy on Twitter in his parents' basement with a spaghetti.
But we all piss and moan about having to do it,
right?
Myself included. Like, I got enough going on without having to. Because 50 is a lot. It isn't in the grand scheme of how many players play in the league, and
right.
You know, because of those who get left off the list, that's often more entertaining than who's on the list.
I think all they care about is your top 10. Like, just put your top 10 in there, maybe 20, and then the rest of it, 30 to 50, or 20 to 50.
Well, it's so interchangeable, like 30 to 70, really. Like, there's some guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you're weighing out, well, this guy had 21 goals, this guy had 22. How much value to his team? What type of season? What's his expectation level? You know, like, Anthony Duclair's having a great season in Ottawa. Was he on that list?
No.
No, of course not.
But like, he's got 21 goals.
Yeah, no, he's been good. You're right.
He should have been on that list.
But, well,
we mentioned, like, no one on Columbus is in the top 50. That's probably the story of the NHL season, the fact that they're in a playoff spot. Like, when you consider everyone left, and they made all those deals and dumped all the future assets a year ago, and they're in a playoff spot.
Yeah. Where
and
was
no
Sid?
One's in there.
Like, wasn't Sid like
mid-20s? Mid-20s.
Sanity.
I had him higher.
So did I. But I had him top 10.
I did not have him in my top 50.
I had to argue.
Yeah, come on.
He missed 28 games. It's not how great of a player he is. missed 28 games.
See, this is why a guy on Twitter should be allowed to tee off on him. Because
point per game. I mean,
it's not.
And let's not pretend like he's been playing well recently.
I'm going to take a bullet here.
I
had Ovechkin third.
Oh, well, listen. I think our top 10's interchangeable, but I did not have Ovi that high, but I had him in my top 10.
Right.
But
and he finished 10th on the list. That's where he should be.
Here's the other
there.
Thing that I kind of argued with last hour with the guys is recency bias. You're filling out this list
for sure.
3 days ago. For this sure. guy put in 8 goals in 3 games. Vice versa.
Yeah, he's caught up to Matthews now.
Hellebuck has allowed a bunch of goals, and you're sitting there going, man, this guy's off the rails. He keeps going down farther and farther. But then I went through the numbers. There was a stretch with Hellebuck from, I believe it was November 1st to December 15th, where he was 11-3-2. And in Winnipeg, from November 1st to December 15th, was 14-4-2. They were on fire. They were unbeatable. Well, and Hellebuck was making 40 saves a night.
Like, coming into the year, I think most people thought Toronto and Winnipeg were the two best Canadian teams. Maybe Calgary.
Right.
Calgary would have been the third team. As of today, Toronto and Winnipeg are both out. Like, Ottawa's out. We all knew that. And Montreal's out as well.
Right.
But
Edmonton, Calgary.
Oh, that's
Vancouver.
A dog's breakfast in the West, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
anything can happen.
You know, we'll be talking about this in game 80 of the regular season, potentially.
Right.
Like that group in the West.
Which I think would be great. That's what I'm hoping for sure.
I just did a radio interview in Winnipeg.
Not
it's
happy?
Hot. it's warm in that market. And I get it. I mean,
like
it's a
Paul?
Strong. Yeah, just generally, right? Chevy, do something. You know, Paul Maurice, like all this.
Well, if you're a Winnipeg fan, you'd be like, look, man, Bufflin jammed us up here. You got rid of Trouba. Well, and Meyer signed in Van. Go get a D.
They decided to leave. I mean, Winnipeg didn't have a choice with Trouba. Right. He wanted out. You know, Myers was a free agent. You know, he
yeah, I get it.
But seized the opportunity.
You got to fix it. And don't just say, oh, well, there's some whatever there. Go and get a guy.
I lay it all at Buff's feet.
Yeah, I do too.
How do you... You're a $7 million defenseman. $7 million. That would be Morgan
Riley. The
ultimate
jam-up.
That's Morgan Riley the day before the season going, I had 72 points last year. Not sure I want to play, guys. Sorry.
And he's got to be buddies with those guys still, does he not?
Like, are they texting? Like, are they texting him during the season?
Like,
he's watching them get rinsed last night.
No way, Blake Wheeler is not saying something to Dustin Byfuglien. Like, make a decision.
Well, it gets to a point, Dregs, where the thing that you're saying is, "Go to hell, man, and don't come back here," because you've already jammed us up a knot enough. If it gets to a point where we're missing, screw you and don't come back.
I don't know how.
I don't know how else can you think anything different.
I don't know how that narrative goes down, but there are some nights where you're flat out missing 25 minutes on the back end from a guy who is probably one of the most unique players in the NHL.
For sure,
period.
No question.
Yeah, for sure.
Impact.
And a dominant, impact guy. When he's on his game, impact guy.
And they've just, he flat out drag bunted Chevy the day before the
the snack part of the desk down to the post salad bar.
And that's 100% valid. But fans are like, okay, we get it. That was 4 months ago.
Right.
Like, thank you. That's great. Like, it's the same thing in Toronto. You can easily make the case, there's been injury problems and the coach is out and now you've got to make some adjustments. No one in Toronto cares about that.
No.
Either you get in or you don't.
Results.
If Winnipeg or Toronto miss by one point, it's a failed season.
Yeah.
And like a real big disaster.
Right.
So, that's just the reality of the job, I guess.
It is. And what's interesting this year is that, first half of the season, you could pretty much pick a defenseman up for very little. Now, you're not getting a top four guy, but you'd get a third pairing guy.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, Buffalo still has a couple of guys, available that might help. But be it Winnipeg, be it Toronto, there's cap implications there and all that. Now it's flipping to the opposite. You want a guy to play in your top four, top five, top six, you're going to pay for it because the market has shifted. Now all of a sudden you've got Carolina who had depth on their blue line, and Donnie Waddell is on line one going, I need help on my blue line. And look, I might have to give up my first round draft pick to acquire that piece.
Well, you can float the Maple Leaf pick out there, I guess. That might help.
Yeah.
And that's an elephant in the room here in Toronto is that it's top 10 protected, but the Leafs likely are not going to completely fall off a cliff into the top 10. So you're probably handing over a first-round pick to Carolina just to get off the hook of Patrick Marleau's contract over the summer. So we got some news here.
Is it the Austin Matthews news?
Yeah, so the Leafs PR tweeting out that Leafs forward Austin Matthews will attend the upcoming NHL All-Star Weekend in St. Louis, but will not be actively participating in any on-ice events. Matthews is listed as day-to-day as he receives acute treatment for an ongoing wrist condition.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be on the ice.
So why shouldn't he be granted to not go? What has he got to do?
But is he missed the game in Nashville? I would assume that's what it comes down to.
No, not if there's an injury.
I credit him for going.
Now he's got to go and grin screw people all over the place and sign autographs. And who wants to do that?
I'll find out. But that could be the condition for it too, right? Is okay. You won't have to sit this game, but you've got to attend this because there's some fan functions and sponsor things and everything else.
I could see that.
Matthews aside. So you had Tuukka Rask who informed the league he wasn't going, and then he got hurt after the fact. But he would have had to sit out a game. Obviously, the Ovechkin thing. It's the same thing every year, and it's not a burning issue, but I do think that the NHL will talk about it after the fact. So they're either going to revamp All-Star Weekend entirely. Maybe they inject some sort of international competition.
Get rid of the 3-on-3 and make it 5-on-5, and the winner, the MVP, gets $1 million.
I read the other day, Kreider's going in for Panarin.
Yeah.
Because Panarin's
hurt.
But that's the thing, are you banged up to the point where you're out of games, or are you banged up to, I've got some nagging injuries?
Or the Rangers saying, you are too good for us right now. We don't want you touching your equipment until you come back.
Well, in fairness to him, he does have something, and I'm told that whatever it was that was nagging in Columbus, it's something that's longer term. It's not overly serious. But he had agreed to go, Panarin, that is. He was taking his dog. There was going to be some red carpet event with Panarin and his dog. So the Rangers may have stepped in and said, look, man, you know, you've got this lingering issue. We need you to back off. But the league will talk about it in a postmortem to say, look, if we're continuing to have this type of event, maybe one game isn't enough. Or maybe we have to do something that's more punitive away from a game. Maybe the club gets fined. I don't know. But they, you know, to O-Dog's point, you put $1 million on the line. Is that enough to get Ovechkin to go to St. Louis?
Well, he's got $100 million in the bank. Maybe not him, but if you're talking about everybody.
But it has to be everybody. It can't, like, I understand. I'm on that side of Ovechkin's done enough for the All-Star, and he's done enough for the National Hockey League. But that doesn't sell anymore with the younger guys, because the younger guys are going, I don't care what he's done.
What they
got to
do is figure out, maybe it's the destination. Nobody wanted to really go to the award ceremony, but guess what they did?
Yeah, they moved it to Vegas.
And guess where everybody wants to go for the awards? Yeah. They want to go to Vegas and hang out for a couple days. So do you got to forget about everyone getting their own All-Star game and say, there's a rink in Bahamas. That's where the All-Star game is. I don't know.
Nashville.
Nashville every year. It could and the be. League teams will go nuts, won't they?
That's the problem. Owners will be like, no. Like, I want my piece of the puzzle.
It's a money maker. Venture for that local market, for sure.
Right. You sell tickets to a game that only you have. It's exclusively yours.
Is the Pro Bowl in Hawaii every year?
They've moved it around. It's been in Hawaii. It's been down in Florida. Right. But, yeah, it's in Hawaii. Like, historically, it's always been in Hawaii.
Like that, but
did you see who's replacing Matthews?
Yeah, Brady.
Brady Kachuk. He'll be sour.
He's right there.
I know, but he, trust me. I mean, he was fine with, you know, watching Matthew and enjoying having a couple of pops.
Now he's got to work.
Now he's got to work.
Listen,
but what's up with this Matthews injury? I never heard of anything.
I don't think it's an injury. I think that's an excuse.
Okay, it might be, but
you're saying that Maple Leafs PR went out and fabricated a wrist condition?
No. I'm not calling them liars. I'm saying, I'm sure he has something that's nagging.
That's nagging, but it's not significant.
I'm just saying that's a very convenient way to be like, you know what, go shake some hands, but we're going to keep you off the ice.
Yeah.
And shouldn't you do that with Freddie Anderson? Come up with something for Freddie.
Well, yeah, to not have to face, like, have the John Gibson treatment where you give up 7 and 3 on 3.
Like, isn't he it's cool for him. He's never been there. I don't believe he's been there before.
You've never been, you want to go.
I hear that. And he's going to be, you know, he'll be a pro and he'll go out there. And he's not going to get injured or anything. You knock on wood. But
right. That's
the last guy you want at the All-Star game. Last guy you want.
Yeah, you never want to come up with anything coming out of it. That's why I, like I say, I'm not challenging Leaf PR. I'm just saying it's
he's going to play Monday night.
If a guy's nicked up, like, you want him resting. You don't want him having to, you know, have some form of duress on the body.
He'll be playing in Nashville on Monday
100%.
Night.
That's what the focus is, unfortunately.
As it should be, especially considering where the Leafs are right now. Right, if they were 20 points into a playoff spot, then maybe you fight through something or whatever, but you're not going to do that now.
The women's game is going to be the most competitive aspect of the All-Star this weekend on Friday.
Yeah, they love showing what they wanted.
Yeah,
the All-Star game, I don't know. I don't know what they can do.
Noodles is going to have a great time.
I'm going to have
Noodles
a great time.
Have a good
going
time.
To a couple of old haunts.
I'm not
going
to either. I think they're at a point. I don't know what they can do to get the guys to want to do it. And the reason I hate it is because the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, their guys love being around the All-Star game. Even the guys that aren't in it, they like to be around it, be at the functions, be at the parties. And every one of the hockey guys, it seems like I'll do anything. Dylan Larkin, who I think is a great player, but begged not to be picked. Like, it's like,
and then apologized profusely after that.
Yeah, but you told us what you really think, but it's like, I would wish guys didn't say that.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off when I went once, and Mario said no. Matt Sundin said no. I think Cujo said no. And I'm like, I wanted to kind of meet these guys, hang out with them, say I'm on their team. No. Tom Pody goes. Shatan from Buffalo.
Wow. It's a different world, though, now, is it not? Like, back in that day, regardless of who's there, you're going out. You're going to the CCM room or whatever. Yeah, you're getting all your swag and all of that stuff. But you're going for beers, wine, having nice dinners. Now, 2/3 of the players there are probably in their rooms playing friggin' Fortnite.
Not my buddies.
But it's a different era.
Or if they wanted that, to.
They said they were putting all of their Bud Lights on my bill. When I checked out, the paper started going over and over like this. And I was like, how many are on there? She's like, you got a lot of beers here to pay for. Every one of my buddies, all of their beers on my bill.
Like how many? Like 200?
However many beers adds up to like $4,500 checkout bill. That's 3 or 4 days in everyone, every drink on a bill.
That's like 1,000 beers.
No. Unfortunately, these hotels, they rinse you for everything, yeah, right?
Like my buddies would have 25 Bud Lights a day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you have 4 or 5 guys for like a 3-day,
That's a good couple hundred.
Can add up pretty quickly.
Scrolling over onto the floor.
Yeah.
Anyway. Had a few of your buddies. 25 might be light.
That's true.
You got that right.
All right, Dregs. Good seeing you, man.
All right.
There's Darren Dreger at TSN Hockey Insider.